Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What do we have here, mister?
We've got the Wizard of Paz, Mark Paznayokas, Capital Bureau Chief for CT Mirror. Paz, good morning.
Hey, Paz.
How are you?
Good morning.
We had the governor on yesterday. We talked about the transportation package, and then after that it was learned that he'll roll it out this afternoon at 1:30.
Yeah.
Now there's... The great thing about this is that depending on what day of the week it is, that's dependent on how many different places are going to get tolled. Now it seems like it's 14. Is that what you understand?
Yeah, and it's been 14 for a while.
They've settled.
Yeah, they've settled on that, and it's bridges because there are certain federal rules as to what you can toll and where, and still get your federal money. And they had. They made the strategic decision to really scale back what the governor put out in February, which obviously did not get a good reception.
No.
So, you know, this is about half the money that he was trying to raise then. It's, you know, if you're in Fairfield County, and if your commute takes you anywhere, you know, south of, or I should say west of the Haven towards Greenwich, you're gonna get hit with three tolls. If you have a Connecticut Easy Pass, it's going to be probably, you know, 40 cents at peak, maybe 80 cents each time.
Yeah.
For the rest of the state, not as much. And the funny thing is, one of these tolls is actually sort of on a little Connecticut island. It's on 684. That's, I don't know, that stretch of 684 where you have to leave Connecticut.
Yeah.
You're in New York, and then suddenly there's a small stretch of Connecticut. And then you're back in New York. Well, there's actually a bridge there that needs some work, and they want to put a tolling gantry there. So that is kind of an oddity. But if this is the plan he put out in February, I think it would be a very different debate. But unfortunately for the governor, you know, they kind of wasted 9 months of controversy and anger over him kind of flip-flopping over his campaign promise to only do trucks.
And by the way, as he promised during the campaign, you do pay a higher rate if you're a truck. So there is that.
Yeah.
You know, so there is let's just toll trucks. But yeah, it's like, now 84, all right? They're putting one on the Merritt Parkway, then three on 84. Is that going to be at the viaduct, or where are you going to put it?
It's going to be in West Hartford. Now, again, precisely where they locate these things, you know, that's to be determined. But what they have put out, or when I was able to get hold of the other day, is the list that makes the connection to specific repair work.
Right.
So it's not the whole viaduct. The viaduct is one of the more expensive things they have to do. So that's not going to be done by tolls. That would have to be done by other revenue,
right.
And it would not necessarily be part of this 10-year plan.
Talk with Mark Paznayokas of CT Mirror. Also, Charter Oak Bridge improvements. Well, that's only happened 10 times in the 66 years that I've been alive. So we don't. That's something new. And elevating the highway and removing the traffic lights on Route 9 in Middletown. Let me tell you, somebody who drives to Old Saybrook 5 days a week during the summer, I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Well, except when it's done, and then I know.
Let me give you a heads up. When it's done, I'll be 72. I'll be in a walker.
You won't be.
You'll be driving me.
Well, I mean, happily, my commute to the Capitol can be done on local roads, so I have thought about that stuff. But that's a real aspect of any time you do an ambitious transportation plan that there's dislocation. So at the end, like in Waterbury, I mean, that's the selling point they're using, is that stretch in Waterbury that, you know, took them years to widen because they kept the highway open. And at the end of it, it was a dramatic increase. You know, the commuting time, the rush hour on that stretch, you know, dropped
right,
by
sure.
you know, a half hour or more. And so that's what they're pointing to. That's what they want to have the rest of the state envision, that it would make a sizable difference. On Route 9, Joe, I mean, that's one of the examples. I mean, they're talking about that would take, in rush hour, that could take 30 minutes off of a drive.
Oh, but,
And, you know, look, with modern construction techniques, the question is, how can they elevate that and keep the, you know, keep the road open?
Well, especially during the summer. Especially like Saturday and Sundays, like, I don't know, say 9 o'clock the morning until like 2 o'clock. And then on the other way, Sunday nights from like, say, 4 to 8.
I mean, Labor Day.
But you're going to have, you know what, Paz? You're going to have those bottlenecks everywhere you do this construction.
Hey, you know, Paz, let me add something else about it's CT 2030, which gives you an idea, I suppose, of the time frame. But I guess apparently a couple of things. Number one, if you have Easy Pass and you get only get one charge per 24 hours, at least what your story is saying, CT Mirror.
Yeah, so that was directed at one of the complaints, that if you have a small business and you got a truck who's kind of running around all day, you know, it's one thing for a commuter to pay once in the morning and once at night. But what about for a small business guy who's got a truck running around? And how many times would he get hit with a toll? And they said, yeah, okay, we're going to deal with that. So if you have the Easy Pass, because you can measure it that way, it would only be once. And that would be the same thing for a passenger car. So if you live somewhere near a toll and it's part of your local routine where you're, you know, out 3 or 4 times a day, you're only going to pay once.
Well, there's
let me ask you this. So what about this deal that made it more amenable to the Republicans who they need to get it passed?
Well, there's a lot of stuff in Fairfield County where there's a big Republican base. And this is going to be an interesting choice for a Republican legislator who has a lot of constituents that use Metro North, because really for the first time since they bought the new cars when Jody Rell was governor, there's going to be significant investments in Metro North. I mean, they're going to do the hard stuff like straightening out some of those crazy curves that keep the speeds down. And then there's the question of modernizing the signalization, which is one of the other big factors that keep these trains from going as fast as they can. They're also going to have a lot of new trains. And if you live on the Waterbury line, it's going to be, because they're going to have new locomotives, you're going to be able to do a straight shot from Waterbury down into Grand Central Station for the first time without switching trains.
Okay, guys, you can read a whole lot more.
Yeah. Hey, Paz, thanks. We'll be looking for your stories from today in the CT Mirror. Have a great weekend.
See you later. CTMirror.org, by the way, if you're looking for it, it's one of the top posted stories.
Even if you're not looking for it, that's where it is.
That is where it is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.